Proclamation number 1933, dated the May 25th, 1941. Instincts of preliminary stages determine character. The current stage of human existence is more or less the same as the state of the spiritual substance within every external form. Namely, the substance will always have to fight the oppositions which are most powerful within itself. Therefore, the human being has to fight against evil instincts within himself during his earthly existence. These are exceptionally well developed the more opportunity the spiritual essence has had to indulge itself during a preliminary stage. These instincts of the preliminary stages have left their mark on the spiritual essence, i.e., the human being has to fight particularly resolutely against such instincts, while the human being who previously had completed his task willingly and consequently is already in a certain state of maturity will enjoy an easier life. The will to serve liberates the substance correspondingly even while it is still surrounded by a form. And this now submissive substance will live in a form which outwardly also shows the being's willingness. Hence the soul's degree of maturity can be assessed by its external shape. In the embodiment as a human being, only those substances of soul unite who share the same nature. But accordingly will also be the fight on earth, because many substances of soul united and influence the being in much the same way as in the previous form. The sooner the being can learn to overcome the imperfections, the less it will resist and can already become patient, willing and active during the preliminary stages. However, if it holds on to an instinct within itself, it will also have to suffer it as a human being, and this determines his character. Amen.